Listen to Alan for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.
Oh, hello. Alan here with you. And let's go through what we're going to put in the catch-up. It was a busy Friday, as it always is. Shane Hope from the West had a good chat with him about what's happening in the AFL this weekend. Also about the latest on the potential airport coming to Busso. Big call from the WA government. Very excited. I'll put that in there as well. MasterChef sadly saw Reece sent home. Had a chat with him. Marion Print. That was very fun having a chat with her. Oh, also, McDonald's. It looks like they're putting a ban to straws in 2020, by 2020. Put that in there as well. Had a little bit of fun as well about a little story that happened in America in regards to a stunt gone wrong. We'll put that in there as well. And Anita. Anita joined me as well. I'm talking all things about what's going on in Bridgetown. That and a little bit more. I'll leave you to enjoy it. Enjoy. Huge round for the AFL this weekend, and I've got a man to cover it all for me, Shane Hope from the West Australian. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Alan.
What a week of sport it has been. We heard about the basketball. We were talking about that just before, but Nick Nat, he's out.
Yeah, massive news for West Coast and obviously for the whole competition, not just one of their biggest stars, but in terms of the premiership race, this could really shake things up. West Coast sitting second at the moment, just behind Richmond on percentage, and they lose arguably their most influential player. So the good part for West Coast, I think, is they do have ruck stocks to back up Natanui. So if anyone was going to have a second ruckman like Scott Lysett, well, that's probably the best backup ruckman in the competition, I would have thought. And he can really hold his own, as he showed against Brody Grundy, who's one of the best ruckmen. So I think they'll be okay. They're still in the flag race, but it is a massive blow to their chances. So it'll be really interesting to see how it plays out. One thing I think will happen, though, is that Adam Simpson will continue to play two ruckmen as he's done for the past 4 or 5 years. Most clubs only use one with a pinch hitter, but yeah. I think Lysett and Vardy are the two for West Coast.
Absolutely. How do you think they're going to go against the Bullies this weekend?
This one will be an absolute massacre. The Bulldogs are battling at the moment. They've given up 100 points 8 times this season. That's as much as almost anyone in the comp. And West Coast, they're back up and about. Darling and Kennedy and even Mark Lacroix, they look really good on return against Collingwood. They'll post a pretty big score, I reckon, the Eagles. So jump on board them this weekend.
Yeah, go see a record get made at Optus Stadium.
Yeah.
What about Freo? We've got to talk about poor Freo. They did get a win last week in what was one of the ugliest games I've ever watched in my life.
Yeah, it was a shocker, wasn't it? I covered the Eagles game at the Triple MCG last week and then came home and watched the Fremantle game on replay. And I looked at Twitter just before I got home and I was thinking, geez, I'm in for 3 hours of absolute hell here. But it was a gritty win. You've got to give them a fair bit of credit, I think, because they got smashed up in Darwin by Melbourne. And they've gone home, they've regrouped, and with a pretty young side again, they've beaten a top four contender. So give them a fair bit of credit for that. The big issue for them this week, Aaron Sandilands still hasn't come up. They lose Niehaus to that suspension. He slammed Robbie Gray in that tackle, deserved his 3 weeks. And Stephen Hill is out with a quad injury. Soft tissue injury is becoming a bit of a concern with him. So they're taking the cautious approach, obviously, which is a good idea. They come over to Melbourne where they've struggled aside from that Carlton game. They've been really bad on the road this year. So real tough ask against the hungry Essendon side, who I think will get the job done on Saturday.
That's disappointing to hear for our Freo supporters, but
no, it's good to hear because my tipping's rubbish, so they'll probably win.
Shane, thank you very much, mate. I appreciate the chat.
All good, Alan.
Good morning. I said I had some good news for Busso. It's not like it's not concrete yet, but we do know that Busselton is on the short list for Qantas to potentially use that area as a pilot academy. There are some other towns on the list. Nowhere in WA, however. We do see that Bendigo, Dubbo, Launceston, Mackay, Tamworth, Toowoomba, Wagga Wagga, they're still on the short list as well, but they did pay Busselton a visit, which is why the WA government has now promised that they will put in a brand new terminal if Qantas does pick Busselton for the pilot academy. Now, having an academy does sound very good. Also, it's going to bring in 100 more people at least in the first year, eventually being 500 students to learn how to fly there. So that's going to be great for the economy like that. They have 14,000 aspiring pilots apply like every year. 14,000, just to think about that for half a second. So if you know that it's in Busso, it's going to put Busso on the map, which is great, great news. We do know that the McGowan government has been very adamant on creating great relationships with the different flying companies. We've got Qantas obviously doing cheaper deals now to Broome. And I can imagine if the academy comes to Busso, cheaper flights around the southwest. Cross my fingers at least. I don't know. Maybe. So like I said, it is good news-ish because we don't know if it's going to happen yet. Qantas needs to make a decision. It is set to open in 2019, so they'll be making that decision sooner than later. But it's great to see that they've visited, and it's even better to know that the state government is backing it by announcing that they will put in a brand new airport. This is all good news. Very, very good news.
Alan's Army Army.
I got Danny on the line, potentially could be joining the Palmy Army, but mate, I've got to hear it. I want to hear you sing. Give me your best Palmy Army chant.
Palmy, Palmy Army, we are the Palmy Army, Army, Palmy.
that's adorable. Mate, that is all I need to hear. Congratulations, you are now officially a part of the movement, the Call to Palms, the Palmy Army, and I will see you today for lunch. It's going to be an absolute blast at the Amelia Park Lodge, mate. Thank you very much.
Thanks, mate.
I love it. Another day, another member, another movement. The Call to Palms continues on next week. But today, it's going to be a fun time. Pub-style food, including traditional chicken parmesanas, ameliaparklodge.com.au. We'll be there in full force enjoying a palmy today. But if you missed out this week, we're doing it next week and the week after. MasterChef is heating up with finals week next week. Unfortunately for my next guest, he didn't quite make it to the final run. I have Reese on the line. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Good, Alan. How are you?
I am doing well, mate. You know what? I picked you to win it. You seem like the most confident guy in the MasterChef season, and then all of a sudden, I'm not going to say you let me down. I don't want to make you feel bad, but I was surprised.
I appreciate it.
You did look pretty confident throughout the majority of the competition, even saying last night that it was the first time that you were even a little bit kind of on the rocks, a little bit shaky about your cook. A lot of people say that they know when they're going to be sent home. Was that the case for you last night as well?
I think about halfway through my cook, things started not going the way that they'd been going throughout the competition. And I think I built up a little bit of confidence because I was able to be really consistent throughout the competition. So what I was doing, and I knew what I was making would work. And halfway through that cook, I just felt it coming off the rails a little bit. So I had that feeling it wasn't going to turn out well.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's the bad time of the season to have an inconsistent cook, but you were consistent throughout the whole thing. What were some of your highlights?
Definitely. I think my favorite thing was working with Gordon Ramsay. Like, I still know how crazy that was. It was so much fun. And he's crazy because he's so blunt, but, like, so caring and nurturing. So it's a really weird, bizarre experience. I love that. But there's just so much to be grateful for because it was such a great experience for me.
Absolutely, mate. Who's your pick to win it?
Well, I have my eye on Sashi. I think he's got all the potential to win, but also I'm looking at Jess because some of the things that she can do is just mind-blowing.
Absolutely. And before I let you go, I ask this question to every single contestant. What did you eat last night while you were watching yourself get eliminated?
I had some takeaway Thai and a few beers with some of my friends.
That's a good answer. Thanks for the chat, mate. I appreciate it. And good luck with your next adventure.
Thank you so much.
And America's Got Talent has really been stepping it up to a whole new level this year. You might have seen a few of the videos appear on your Facebook already. Some amazing acts. And obviously, they all want the top prize, which is why they keep stepping it up and stepping it up. And that's exactly what's happened to a husband and wife team duo named Duo Transcend, as they wanted to take it to a whole new level by performing an acrobatic trick with fire on the stage and blindfolds. What could possibly go wrong? I'll tell you what went wrong. They went to do a stunt and he didn't quite grab her and she fell into the fire stage. Here's how it transpired. That awkwardness you're hearing right there is literally her falling through his fingers. Now, it's okay. We can laugh about it now because she got up and said, "I'm okay. I'm all good. Let's give it another crack." And she did just that. But I thought this morning, it's Friday. Let's have a bit of fun with it. Let's do some song dedications. So to you, Duo Transcend, I dedicate this one. A bit of Burn for You from NXS. Maybe this one from John Farnham. Nah, that's not that. That's a bit mean. What about this one from Madonna? No, I'm being too silly with that one. All right, one last dedication. How about this one? And whenever I fall. It's okay, they're not hurt. We can make fun of them now. It's okay. I got Anita on the line from Bridgetown Visitor Centre. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Alan.
Now, how's Bridgetown been lately? I had the pleasure of driving through it and I blinked and it went past, unfortunately. I didn't get the chance to stop by this week.
Well, it's warmed up a bit since I last spoke to you.
Well, that's always good.
And all it's done now is rain.
Yeah, that's all right. A bit of rain's not the worst thing in the world. The bridge looks fantastic, so that's always nice for the water there. Let's talk about what's going on. We've got the bingo.
Yes, bingo is on tonight at the Civic Centre. It's to raise funds to restore the old convent building.
Oh, great. That's a great cause.
It is a great cause, and they did a hell of a lot of good in the community, so it's nice to see the building kept going.
Absolutely. How can people get tickets to that?
They can turn up at the door.
Perfect. That's the way I like to do it.
$15 each. Eyes down at 7 o'clock.
Fantastic. Eyes down. I love that. I used to do a little bit of bingo calling.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah. I used to do like all the naughty ones that you weren't allowed to do, like 69 and then just giggle. And
Well, we won't go into that on radio.
We better not. Another thing that's coming up is the Masquerade Ball.
Yes, that's in aid of the Flying Doctor.
Oh, that's great.
That's fundraising, and you're supposed to come in either formal or a costume dress with a mask.
Yeah, cool. That's great.
Tickets to that are $20 at the door, and they'd like you to bring a plate of supper to share.
Yeah, that's really good. Really good fundraiser as well. Great course, Royal Flying Doctor Service. And also, Writers Fest isn't too far away either.
No, starts on in the week of the 23rd, and that's got lots of things for potential writers. You can meet authors, you can meet publishers, you can learn how to write books and that sort of stuff. And there's a special session for children at the library.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's going to be a whole lot of fun over the festivities there. And then also Greenbushes. Let's chat a little bit about Greenbushes.
Greenbushes is our sister town in the Shire. Mm-hmm. And it's almost as old as us, not quite. But they're having a whole week on focusing on things to do and see in Bridgetown. And it's interesting that the Discovery Centre, they're celebrating their 20th year of operation.
Yeah, I love that Discovery Centre. It's great.
It's like being in the TARDIS.
Yeah.
Around the corner and there's a new room.
That is exactly what it's like, and I hope Doctor Who fans are enjoying that reference. Anita, of course, if anyone's got any questions or queries, they can always visit you at the Bridgetown Visitor Centre.
They can, or they can give us a call. And I'll tell you more about Greenbushes next time I talk to you.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Okay. See you, Alan. Bye.
Anita there from the Bridgetown Visitor Centre. Pop into there if you ever have any questions or queries. They do a great job there. Also, they still have that massive, massive over like a billion piece puzzle. It's still sitting in there. I think they can't get it out. That's going to be there for one last week this week. So if you get the chance, you've got the kids that want to get along to what is over 40,000 piece puzzle, pop into to Bridgetown and check it out for yourself. It's Disney themed, so it's lovely. Some McDonald fans, you might be surprised to learn that it looks like they're going to be making some big changes to the store, not for any food products, but instead to be more environmentally friendly. They've decided to ditch the plastic straws by 2020. Big announcement made yesterday. And I am one of the guys that, I don't know if you know this, but I actually voice some of the ads for McDonald's. So I can give you a sneak preview into what their future product will actually be. Here's a little sneak. Hi. Here at McDonald's, we really do truly care about the environment. Now, we know some places are pretending to care by eliminating plastic bags, but here at McDonald's, we're doing one better by eliminating plastic straws by 2020. No longer will we be selling straws, and I know what you're thinking. Oh no, what about our tasty thick shakes? How are we going to enjoy one of those? Well, never fear, we have a brand new product introducing the McPiece of Hose. It's just what you think. It's a 30-centimeter piece of hose. And it's versatile. You can take it absolutely anywhere and it can do almost anything. Take it with you when you need to siphon fuel.
Oh, and we'll really get much out of this.
Maybe help Mum with the gardening.
I'm helping.
Or maybe, just maybe, use it to measure things that are about 30 centimeters or less.
Oh, that's about 26 centimeters.
This is just another way to show you that McDonald's cares.
Oh, where's me bong?
Of course I'm kidding. Paper straws. Paper straws by 2020 for McDonald's. Of course. What did you think?
The weekly local news wrap with Marion Print.
Yeah, so Marion Print joins me now. Hello, Marion. How are you this morning?
I'm good, Alan. How are you?
I am doing well. Let's talk about this one first. We did touch a little bit on this earlier in the week. In Muja, this news.
Yeah, so on Sunday, police arrived to a home in Muja. They found a 56-year-old man, Wayne Campbell, deceased. One woman is charged with murder. She appeared in court this week, and she will reappear in court next July 25th.
Okay.
So
there was a connection to the two, wasn't there? They knew each other at least. We know that.
Yeah, they knew each other, but we're not sure how at this point.
Yeah.
Hard to speculate on those things.
Yeah, I think we'll learn more in the coming weeks. Yep. Also, we'll touch on what's going on in Katanning right now, my old stomping ground.
So, Barnaby Joyce is in the state to attend the livestock meeting in Katanning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, tensions are pretty high over this subject.
Yes.
I was speaking to someone in the transport industry, and he said people in the wheat belt haven't turned the wheel in 4 or 5 weeks. Tensions are high. It's
good. I got to say, like, even though he's not even the minister of it anymore, it's good. I think it's good that he still cares and he's made the effort to come over. Like, he doesn't even live in WA. So I don't know. But in saying that, I'm not in the sheep industry, so I wouldn't know exactly how they're meant to feel about that. I just think it's kind of interesting that he's actually shown his face at something like this. Mm. It's an issue that if he was the minister, he would be all over. So maybe I can't tell if this is a political play or he legitimately does care about it. Something you care about we're talking about as well is the NBN rollout that's happening right now in the southwest.
Yeah, so everyone knows that the NBN is here.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of areas in the Bunbury area will be disconnected, so you need to switch over.
Yeah.
But there's a little bit of a dark side on that. People are taking advantage, or scammers are taking advantage of people, and they're impersonating NBN and cold calling and door knocking and emailing. So people just need to be aware that that is happening. If you get a cold call out of the blue, make sure you hang up and verify the number straight away.
Yeah.
And you just need to be aware that companies like that don't call out of the blue, and they don't pressure you into anything either.
Exactly. You would normally handle the NBN switch with your actual telecommunication, whatever it is, Telstra, Optus, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You'd go to them before you'd go to the NBN.
Yeah.
They sort that part of it out.
Yeah.
So just, be very, very aware.
They are a wholesaler.
Aware.
They don't.
Yeah.
You need to call Telstra or someone else.
That's
exactly
it. Plenty of events happening this weekend. One in Bunbury for tonight.
So the variety performance is happening tonight at the Breck Centre.
Yep.
That should be pretty sweet. And the Masquerade Ball.
Yes, in Bridgetown. That's going to be a lot of fun. That's happening at Bridgetown Town Hall, raising money for the Royal Flying Doctor Service.
Beautiful.
I'd like to wear a mask.
Just on the daily?
Yep. Like Phantom of the Opera, I haunt the halls around here.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Marion.
No worries.
Marion Britt there. I do. Sing Once Again for me. I often sing that quite often, stalking these halls. Just ask Suze. Crowded House for you very, very soon.